From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A flood of refugees has reached Austria and Germany, but thousands more are expected. The two countries opened their borders Saturday to thousands of migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue into Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said that authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border, saying that Friday's provision was a one-off. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented migrant influx. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini called for a unifying European approach to effectively respond to the crisis.
It is here to stay, and the sooner we accept it psychologically and politically, the sooner we will be able to respond in an effective way and to manage in an effective way.
Austria's Foreign Minister Sebastian Kurz said that the migrants' plight and the growing human cost was a wake-up call for Europe to resolve its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Warplanes from the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets across Yemen Saturday, one day after at least 55 soldiers from the Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources at hospitals in the capital city, Sana'a, said that 24 civilians were killed in the city as a result of the attacks. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops were killed in a rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot in Marib, about 120 kilometers east of Sana'a. That attack also left 45 UAE soldiers dead. This is VOA News.